We're learning the laws of Birchas Haperos. We're up to the next halacha with regard to seeds. Harini Haperos, with regard to the seeds which are found in fruit. Imhein Mesukim, Mivarch Lehem Brei Pri Ha'etz. So, not only the fruit itself, but also the seeds which are found within the fruit, the bracha will be Ha'etz. Then the Mechaber tells us, Imhein Marim, if they're bitter, it's something which is apparently don't enjoy eating. Einem avarach lehem klal. A bracha is not made on them at all. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, Hainu she'enem ruim le'echol afil ayin chak. It doesn't just mean they don't taste that good. It means that you are basically inedible, something which you just cannot eat. And then certainly something which is inedible, even if somehow or some reason you eat it, the bracha is not made. So far we've learned that the bracha is ha'etz on seeds. However, says the Mechaber, Be'im Miskun Al Yidei Ha'or, Mevarach Lehem Sha'akol. If you have these seeds which are not really edible, and by sweetening them up or by roasting them up on a fire, then the bracha is Sha'akol. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us the reason why, if you're eating seeds which taste good or sweet, that the bracha is ha'etz. He first of all says lav dafka. It doesn't mean that they have to be literally mesukim, sweet. El kol shachech nehenu mimenu b'miksah. Just as long as while you're chewing on these seeds, that you at least derive hana miksas, even a small amount. So even if you derive a small amount of hana from eating them, that already is enough that it constitutes that the bracha should be ha'etz. Now, he then addresses the question of why should it be ha'etz? And in fact, as we've learned, that when a person plants fruit, and their intention is specifically for the fruit, then the seeds, which are really unimportant or secondary at best, why would you make a ha'etz on that? He says, V'atam shemavarech brei pri ha'etz, the reason is mishum dehem nami chelek michelki haperi, because these seeds are also considered to be part of the fruit. Obviously they are part of the fruit. And therefore, it's not that you only have the intention to eat the fruit, but anything which comes forth from it, including its seeds, and therefore the bracha is ha'etz. Just to confuse us a bit, the Mishnah Berurah then continues and quotes other authorities, that he says, Harbi achronim cholkim al zeh, many disagree, and say that the bracha should not be ha'etz, because after all, it's not the fruit itself. The bracha is downsized, if you will, by one from ha'etz to ha'dama, and he also quotes the words of the gra. So what exactly are we supposed to derive from all this? So the Piskei Teshuva says that even though it seems a little confusing, if you're dealing with a fruit in which that was the purpose of its planting, and now you have its seeds, now the question is, was it specifically only for the fruits? So the Piskei Teshuva says that there's no question if when you were planting, your intention was for the seeds as well. V'im netiyas haperi, that when you planted the fruits from the tree or from the ground, hu b'kavana, that it was the intention of ikur l'shem giranav, that your intention was specifically so that you'll be able to produce seeds, that you would eat the seeds, kuli alma. Yodu shebirchas hagirunim kebirchas haperi. Everyone agrees 100% that the bracha that you would make on that seed is the exact same thing as the fruit itself. And therefore, he says a couple of examples, in which we'll see, and then we'll conclude in our final sefer, which gives numerous other examples. He says, "Luchin bizmanenu, nowadays, yesh levarech al girini delas." When it comes to seeds which come forth from a pumpkin. Also, the Giryoni of Tiach, when it comes to seeds which come forth from a watermelon, Borei Pri Adama. The bracha is Hadama. Why? And he says, because they are Miuchadim Heim Hanatim, the Miuchul Tzarech HaGiryonim. Now, when a person plants these things, the pumpkin seeds or the watermelon seeds, their intention, assuming that this is their intention, therefore they will say the same bracha as the actual thing itself, which is Hadama. Now, the question is, if it's not. Yeah.
What happens if you're not a farmer, but you're the person who buys it, and you're buying it specifically to eat those seeds?
Exactly. So that's exactly what is brought down over here, discussing the very specific question that was just mentioned. That, for example, when it comes to, as we just said, that it was specifically grown for the seeds, then certainly it's the same as the fruit. That doesn't answer the question yet. And therefore the bracha would be ha'etz or ha'adama on those particular seeds, whatever the fruit it came forth from. And therefore he says, just as a side, that when it comes to sunflower seeds, certainly since its growth was expressly for the seeds, everyone holds that the bracha would be Brei Pri Adama. But then he goes into the watermelon. He says, for example, not all the time the watermelon seeds are planted specifically for that purpose, and you have to be able to know. For example, he says that there are some watermelon seeds that are sold as snacks, which means that it was specifically grown for those seeds. In that situation, the bracha would be Ha'adama. However, if you're dealing with seeds which its purpose clearly was not to eat them, rather for the fruit itself, then it kicks into this dispute in the Mishnah Berurah as to how we should hold. And again, the Shulchan Aruch clearly says that in that situation, the bracha of ha'etz would be recited. So that addresses that point. And he also brings down, as we said in the Piskei Tshuvos, when it came to pumpkin seeds, that also the bracha is ha'adama, specifically on pumpkin seeds that are sold as snacks. And most of the time he's quoting Shlomo Zalman Auerbach addressing these questions. Sesame seeds is the same thing. The bracha is ha'adama, with the exception when it comes to sesame seeds, if it is used as a condiment, in which we know the principle of tafel, that the only bracha that is recited when there's two different foods that you're eating simultaneously, and one is the primary food or the ikar, and then you put some ketchup or something on top of it, so you don't have to make a bracha on that because it's secondary, it's the tafel, you only make a bracha on the main thing. And just conclusion, when it comes to seeds, there are two other elements that he brings down which are of interest. There is a bar, a candy bar, I guess it's called halava, which comes from, how am I pronouncing it?
Halava.
Oh, thank you. Halava. Sesame seeds, which is made out of sesame seeds, but even though it comes from sesame seeds, and as we have already since established, the bracha typically is ha'adama, but since those sesame seeds have been processed so significantly altered from its original form, the bracha is shahakol, that's a psak from Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and then he will conclude with a question that was asked by Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Igros Moshe when it comes to chocolate. Because chocolate, as we know, comes from cocoa beans, which is a fruit of the tree, and the specific purpose of those is for the growth of those beans. And therefore, one would maybe think, logically, based on what we've established, that when you take a nice chocolate bar, Hershey's bar, you would think you should make a ha'etz. And this is a question that was presented in Igros Moshe, but certainly the bracha, as we know, is not ha'etz, because, again, just like this halava, or however you pronounce it, has been altered so much in the process into the actual final product of a chocolate bar. Therefore, just like that, so too when it comes to chocolate, the proper bracha is shahakol.